Before that plane went down in Ukraine, the international focus was squarely on another conflict, the one in Gaza between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The conflict is escalating. Israel announced that after 10 days of airstrikes, the Israeli Defense Forces have now launched a ground offensive into Gaza. The Israelis say the goal is still the same, to put a stop to Palestinian militants firing rockets into Gaza. Shira Frankel is BuzzFeed's Middle East correspondent. And Shira, Israel, as we know, has begun a ground invasion of Gaza. What are you hearing?
What we're hearing is at the moment, Israeli troops are in the no man's land between Israel and the Gaza Strip. There's very heavy shelling, tank shelling in that area. And on the western coast of Gaza, all along that western corridor, Israeli Navy boats are firing deep into the beach areas. So really, Gaza is being hit by both sides right now.
So you literally have Israeli soldiers moving in from Israel across the border into Gaza. On the eastern side of Gaza and the west, you have people in naval boats, Israelis in naval boats. So you have sort of pummeling from both sides.
You do. What we understand at the moment, at least, is that this ground invasion is going to focus on rooting out the tunnels. Israel's been really concerned about these, what they say are hundreds of tunnels that run along the border between Israel and the Gaza Strip. They're worried that the Hamas militants or other militant groups will use these tunnels to get into Israel and to launch attacks on Israeli civilians. So what they're saying is that they're going to move into Gaza, but that they're going to do so in a limited fashion. They're going to focus on these tunnels. They don't want to, in their words, reoccupy the Gaza Strip. They want to move in and focus on operational goals.
And these tunnels, these are different from the regular exits and places where people have gone through in the past to buy goods. Most of them are closed. These are tunnels. I think I read that after the ceasefire today, they thought that a Palestinian militant had gone through a tunnel into Israel. And that's partly what sparked this decision to do a ground offensive.
Yes, exactly. There were actually two attempts by militants in Gaza to use tunnels to get into Israeli cities and either kidnap or kill civilians there. The ground, actually, the very soil below the border of Gaza is incredibly lends itself to digging tunnels. It's almost like a clay, and you can build tunnels quite easily. You can build them in the hundreds, actually. And the border is such a small area that it's always been very vulnerable for Israel.
Now, what might ground troops accomplish that bombing raids could not?
Well, when you send in ground troops, you're sending them in with very specific goals, very specific targets. Unfortunately, you're also opening them up to death in greater numbers. And that's going to happen on both sides. Already, we're hearing from people in Gaza that scores have been wounded. I spoke just a few minutes before coming on air with a hospital director at Shifa Hospital. He says that supplies were already running low there. They were slightly restocked today, but he's saying people are coming in by the dozens. And that's from the areas where they can still reach the hospitals. There are lots of areas of Gaza which are cut off. We haven't heard yet of any casualties on the Israeli side, but once you put troops on the ground, you are opening them up to booby traps and all sorts of other attacks that Israeli officials have said are probably lying in wait in Gaza.
Now, in terms of Gaza, do we know if they got a warning about this? I know there was a 5-hour ceasefire today, but was there any further warning that this was about to happen and time for them to organize or get in their homes or take shelter?
No, absolutely not. I mean, Israel launched this ground invasion as a complete surprise, I think, because they didn't want to give Hamas militants the time to prepare what they would want to do in order to offset that attack. What we've heard from people in Gaza is they use that corridor to go out, buy food, get water, maybe move their families into safer areas. But it was a very, very short amount of time. And many people in Gaza are now getting online. They're tweeting, they're messaging, and they're saying that they're stuck in areas under very heavy shelling.
Now, this sounds like a change of tactic by Israel. This seems like more than wanting rockets to stop. This sounds like they want to wipe out Hamas by sending in ground troops. Is that seem to be the goal here?
You know, there's been a lot of pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do exactly that. He's come under heavy, heavy criticism from more right-wing elements of his party, saying that he had promised the Israeli public that he was going to wipe out Hamas and that he had not done so yet. So it could very well be that Netanyahu is answering some of that criticism by now launching this ground invasion, and that he will at some point state that his goal is to bring Hamas to its knees.
Shira Frankel's with BuzzFeed. She's a Middle East correspondent. Thanks, Shira.
Thank you.